Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the airwaves of Radio Islam International this Friday morning. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who once again has blessed us with the noble, the auspicious, the virtuous day of Jum'ah, the greatest day that of the entire week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us that we can live this day in His obedience and we can practice on the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the month of Ramadan now completed, we move back to our normal schedule, as we have seen, as we have listened throughout this past few days that Ramadan has completed. We see at Radio Islam the normal schedule that normally takes place has now kicked in. So being a Friday morning between the hours of 9 and 10, we have the Sahaba Focus program. Our guest on this program is Marana Muhammad Akko from Darul Uloom in Newcastle, and Marana speaks to us on the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This week, however, Marana normally is in Madrasa. Marana is busy teaching at this time, so Marana normally we phone him on a Friday morning and the program is recorded. This week Marana doesn't have Madrasa to teach classes to teach this morning, so Marana will be doing the program live. Therefore we would like to welcome Marana onto the program. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Marana. To all, mashallah. How are you doing, Marana?
Alhamdulillah, shukr yourself, Marana Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah, Allah's mercy, Marana. Alhamdulillah.
How was Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah, it was really amazing. It just went so fast.
Jee.
It was too beautiful, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever little we have done, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with many more Ramadans.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabb. Ameen.
Marana, well, as we did say, Marana does normally speak to us very amazing, very interesting stories. Marana highlights the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Marana shares with us some really amazing incidents in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And what makes the program very beautiful is Marana draws parables and draws examples from our current situation and how we ought to be living the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in order to become successful. Marana, you can continue the discussion.
Jazakallah, Marana. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to all the listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for His deen and enable us to be Muslims throughout our lives. Ramadan was actually to recharge us. As our ulama say, that we shouldn't be seasonal Muslims, but a Muslim is one who submits to Allah's command all the time, 24/7 throughout the year. And that's why we draw light and guidance from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who made Allah's order their primary objective. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and to emulate them and impart them to others. Because respecting Sahaba and emulating Sahaba is an integral part of our iman. We study the life of a great Sahabi today, like every Sahabi is great. But this is such a Sahabi that our ulama say that this Sahabi radiallahu anhu is the test. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh quotes Abu Tawbah Rabi' rahimahullah, who says, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh in his Bidayah wa Nihaya, volume 8, page 141, he quotes and says, Muawiyah, he quotes and says, this sahabi, sitrun li ashabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'idha kashafa al-rajulu sitra, ijtara'a ala ma wara'ahu. This sahabi is the concealing sheet. This sahabi is the examination of a Muslim, of a person's iman in regards to the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once a person removes this sheet, then he will then divulge further and his iman will be at jeopardy. So this sahabi is such a great sahabi. That's why Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi would say, this sahabi is to us the examination, mihna. فَمَنْ رَأَيْنَاهُ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ شَزَرًا اتَّهَمْنَاهُ عَلَى الصَّحَابَةِ. He who looks at this Sahabi contentiously, we understand that his iman in regards to Sahaba, his aqidah in regards to Sahaba is incorrect. That's why our understanding of this Sahabi is of great importance, my respected listeners. Let's study the lineage of this Sahabi. First of all, how was he connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage, a portion of it, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abdullah, Ibn Abdul Muttalib, Ibn Hashim, Ibn Abdi Manaf. When you say Ibn, it means son. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, in turn, who was the son of Abdul Muttalib, who was the son of Hashim, who was the son of Abd Manaf. So remember Abd Manaf. Now look at Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan ibn Harb ibn Umayyah ibn Abd Shams ibn Abd Manaf. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu also comes from Abd Manaf, because Abd Manaf had four sons. One was Nawfal, one was Muttalib, the other was Hashim, and the fourth was Abd Shams. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came via Hashim, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu came via Abd Shams. Abd Shams, Shams's son was Umayyah. And from Umayyah came Harb. From Harb came Abu Sufyan, the Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who accepted Islam and who gave great sacrifices for deen. And Abu Sufyan's son was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes from such a prominent, beautiful lineage. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's study Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's closeness to Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, the third greatest Sahabi. The third Sahabi in rank of greatness is Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Uthman bin Affan bin Abil As bin Umayyah. Uthman radiallahu anhu bin Affan bin Abil As bin Umayyah. So Uthman radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah radiallahu anhumah link and meet at Umayyah, who was in turn the son of Abd Shams, who was the son of Abd Manaf. So when did Muawiyah radiallahu anhu accept Islam? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says it was on the occasion of Sulhul Hudaybiyah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for Umrah. It was the 6th year Hijri. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in to perform Umrah, and the Meccans barred his entry. They refused him entry. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, لما كان عام الحديبية وصدوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البيت وكتبوا بينهم القضية وقع الإسلام في قلبي. He says it was on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, when they barred Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entry into Makkah Mukarramah, and then that caused the agreement to take place called Sulhul Hudaybiyah, the truce of Hudaybiyah. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says that incident of Hudaybiyah, of Sulhul Hudaybiyah, became the means of Islam permeating my heart. Islam penetrated my heart on that occasion, and he accepted Islam. He says, my father didn't know, and afterwards I informed him, my father Abu Sufyan. I told him I'm Muslim. He was very upset. He told me that how could you have accepted Islam? See, your brother is better than you, Yazid. But I remained firm on my deen, and it was not long after that that my father also came into the fold of Islam, and my brother, and so forth. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, and after the occasion of Fath Makkah and so forth, he with his father, they all, and his mother was Hind radiallahu anha, who in her early stages, yes, they was a past, but Allah is the one that gave them hidayah, and they became the best of people. They became from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed them. This was the merciful heart of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw so much of potential in Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assigned to him a very, very important task, my respected listeners. That task which was of great importance, which is the responsibility of writing the wahi. He was also amongst katabatul wahi, the scribes of the wahi, the scribes of the wahi. When it would be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would call for Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and Muawiyah, and he would recite, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would inscribe. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was in turn very close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was a man of great character and akhlaq. That's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, he knew the potential of Muawiyah. There's many ahadith explaining, clarifying, highlighting the status, the grandeur of this sahabi. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says, Muawiyah kana yaktubu li Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is sahih. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would write down wahi and letters for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, one day I was playing with my friends, فَدَعَانِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for me, and he said to me, أُدْعُ لِي مُعَوِيَةً. Call Muawiyah for me. وَكَانَ يَكْتُبُ الْوَحْيَ. Why? Because Muawiyah would come and write the wahi. A verse of Quran was coming down, Muawiyah would be called and he would write down the wahi. There were many other Sahaba who wrote down wahi before Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, but Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this potential in Muawiyah radiallahu anhu as well, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the opportunity. Irbad radiallahu anhu heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. It was during the Sari meal. They were having partaking of Sari. يَدُهُ إِلَى السُّحُورِ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. It was in the month of Ramadan. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was partaking of Sari and he was calling the Sahaba to join him. هَلُمَّ إِلَى الْغَدَاءِ الْمُبَارَكِ. Come, let's have this Mubarak, this blessed meal, which is the meal of Sari, this barakat in Sari. Indeed, we are encouraged to partake of Sari, not just to eat the supper or eat after Taraweeh and go to sleep and wake up for Fajr, but we should wake up early, we should partake of the Sari, it is a Sunnah. Irbad radiallahu anhu said, I then heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that Sari hour say, Allahumma allim Muawiyat al-kitab wal-hisab wa qihil al-adhab. Oh Allah, teach Muawiyah radiallahu anhu the book, teach him the Quran, wal-hisab, and teach him calculation. Teach him perfect calculation and judgment, waqihi al-azab, and protect him and save him from the punishment. Abdurrahman bin Abi Umayrah says, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua for Muawiyah. The report comes in Ahmad and Tirmidhi. He would say, Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan mahdiya wahdi bihi. Oh Allah, make Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu a means of guidance to mankind. Mahdiya, and make him one who is rightly guided himself, and guide mankind through him, wahdi bihi. This is the dua that Nabi Rasulullah ﷺ gave this sahabi of his. On one occasion, Rasulullah ﷺ made mashura with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma regarding certain matters, certain issues. He will always make mashura with his sahaba. Then he said to them, okay, this is the issue, this is the case, give me your opinion. And then Allah's Nabi ﷺ sent someone to call Muawiyah, ud'u Muawiyata. Call Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and he then said to Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, أَحْطِرُوهُ أَمْرَكُمْ وَأَشْهِدُوهُ أَمْرَكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ قَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. Ibn Asakir reports this. This comes, Zahabi rahmatullahi also mentions this in his seer, in the page 127, volume 2. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, says to Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, present Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in your mashuras. Make him present, because he is one who has great potential, qawiyun, ameen, and he is very, very honest. So there's many virtues like this of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. There's one report, Wahshi bin Harb bin Wahshi an Abihi an Jaddihi, with the entire sanad. The report is sahih, that says that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion was on his conveyance with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu behind him. Muawiyah tu khalfahu. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Ma yalini mink, O Muawiyah, what of your body is touching me? What is just behind me? He said, Batni ya Rasulallah, O my Nabi, it's my belly. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma mla'hu ilman, zada fihi Abu Mushirin wa hilman. O Allah, fill his body with knowledge. Fill it with knowledge. And O Allah, with forbearance. Forbearance and kindness. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a man of forbearance. He was a symbol of forbearance and kindness and akhlaq and character. During Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time also, he saw the potential of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. During Umar radiallahu anhu's reign as well, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent the Sahaba out in Allah's path to Sham, the Amir of the armies was Yazid bin Abi Sufyan. Yazid was the elder brother of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And the other Amir was Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. During Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time, it was Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. During Umar radiallahu anhu's time, the two Amirs of Sham, of the Syrian region, that whole region, was Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah and Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhumah. And then after Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu passed away, and Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu passed away, they passed away far away from home in Allah's path. And the next man who Umar radiallahu anhu appointed in charge of that entire region, was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And he ruled with such beautiful governance, wise governance, that Umar radiallahu anhu kept him as governor of that entire region. Uthman radiallahu anhu kept him governor. And he ruled with such wisdom, with such precision. And that was a very, very difficult region to rule. That's why scholars say that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a master in his system of rulership and leadership. Ibn Khaldun in his Tariq mentions that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's reign and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's life is connected, should be connected. أن تلحق بدول الخلفاء الراشدين. It should be connected in history to the reigns of the Khulafa Rashidin. Because he is just next to them. تاليهم في الفضل والعدالة والصحبة. He is next to the Khulafa Rashidin. He is just next to them in virtue, justice, and companionship of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a governor for 20 years. From the year 20 Hijri to 40 Hijri. Then Ali radiallahu anhu left this world. That was a very sad incident in history. There were people who were known as radicals. They were people who thought they knew better than Sahaba. They didn't want to take deen from the correct sources. And sadly, in life we see this throughout history and in present days. People who don't want to take deen from the correct avenues and the correct sources. They were known as Khawarij. They wanted to take deen direct. And they don't want to listen to those who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were very, very harsh in their approach and their system. They had incorrect values and methods, and they were not prepared to accept anyone's understanding. They actually turned against a senior person, a Sahabi, like Ali radiallahu anhu, the fourth in rank and status from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. These radicals turned against Ali radiallahu anhu and fought against Ali radiallahu anhu. And they were a means of segregating the Ummah. It was in the year 40 Hijri, these Khawarij, they got together. That's why we have to be careful, my respected listeners. Sometimes we think we just want to take deen directly without taking the correct means and avenues of deen. Deen goes from heart to heart. Our deen is something which is pristine, which is pure, and it is perfect. We have to be cautious of such people of radical system and belief. They said, imagine, they said, we will get close to Allah, na'udhu billah, by killing these three people. Who were they to kill? They wanted to kill the three senior Sahaba at that time. Abdul Rahman bin Muljim Muradi said, I will kill Ali radiallahu anhu. Leave me to him. Barq Tamimi said, leave me, I will sort out Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And Amr bin Bakr Tamimi said, I will go for Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. These three Sahaba were senior Sahaba. And these Khawarij knew, this force of Batil knew, that if we're going to remove these three Sahaba, it will be a great setback to Islam. So it was the 16th of Ramadan, the year 40 Hijri. Two of these Khawarij waited for Ali radiallahu anhu. He got up, he performed his tahajjud, and he was praying now, waking up the people before Fajr for the Fajr prayer. And they spotted Ali radiallahu anhu. They had poisoned their daggers and they stabbed Ali radiallahu anhu at the door of the masjid. He was stabbed with the poisonous dagger and he screamed out, Fuztu Rabbil Kaaba, by the Qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba, I have triumphed, I have won, I have succeeded. And he passed away. During his last moments, as he was living, they said to him, what do we do? He says, that if I live, then I'll decide. If I don't live and I pass away, then you'll decide the fate of this person. And then when they were putting Abdul Rahman bin Muljim through torture and punishing him for what he did, he wasn't minding any of that. And he continued. According to him, he said, I'm making the dhikr of Allah. Then they were going to cut out his tongue. He screamed out crying, please, that you mustn't do. So they said, why? Why you don't want to cut out your tongue? He said, because I don't want to spend one moment of my life without the dhikr. So imagine, that he doesn't want to do, but he wants to kill the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and he just killed Ali radiallahu anhu. This was their misunderstanding in regards to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And this is what happens when we take deen from the incorrect avenues. And the same they tried to do with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. The man appointed to kill him went for Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. he comes out for Fajr to perform the Salah, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was struck, and he was injured, but he managed to sustain that wound, and he lived, but he became important after that. And Amr bin As radiallahu anhu that morning was not well, so his deputy was then assassinated. So these three Sahaba were attacked. Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, appoint Amir, he said, no, you all make Mashura. Who should be Amir al-Mu'mineen? Because the asal tarteeb is Mashura. And when he left this world, they made Mashura and they appointed his son, Hassan radiallahu anhu. So Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu ruled from Ramadan 40 Hijri right till Rabi'ul Awwal 41 Hijri. In Rabi'ul Awwal, and throughout that 6 months of reign, he was making fikr and concerned for the condition of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this Ummah should be united. And Hassan radiallahu anhu made a great sacrifice. He made a great sacrifice wherein he gave in leadership for the betterment of the Ummah. So he went over to Ali radiallahu anhu. That's why people behind Hassan radiallahu anhu, some of his followers weren't happy with his decision to do that. And they said to him, how can you give up the title Amir al-Mu'mineen? He said, Al-Aar khayrun min al-Naar. Rather you blame me now, but I don't want to displease Allah by splitting this Ummah, the Ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to unite the Ummah. And Allah's Nabi, and Hassan radiallahu anhu carried out such a great task that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of. When Hassan was just a little child playing in Masjid al-Nabawi, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innabni hadha sayyid. This child of mine is a master. This child of mine is a leader. He's a senior because of his qualities. لعل الله يصلح به بين فئتين عظيمتين من المسلمين. Allah through him will unite two great portions of my ummah, will be united through this child of mine. Hassan radiallahu anhu goes to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and says, oh Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, will unite this ummah. This is one ummah and you will take rule. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu then became Amirul Mu'mineen, and he ruled the entire Muslim world from the length and the breadth of the lands of Islam. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ruled with great governance. Hassan radiallahu anhu would say that I knew Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was going to rule because my father did tell me so that he will. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu himself knew. He himself knew that he will rule one day. Amr bin Yahya bin Sa'ad says, I heard my grandfather narrate that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu one day was making khidma of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أخذ الإداوة بعد أبي هريرة فتبع Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took the container of water because Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was ill, so he went to make khidma and help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in performing wudu. وكان أبو هريرة قد اشتكى فبينما هو يوضئ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was helping the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in his wudu. إذا رفع رأسه إليه مرة أو مرتين. Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, while performing the wudu, raised his head and looked at Muawiyah time and time again whilst Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was performing wudu. And then he said, يا معاوية إن وليت أمرا فاتق الله وعدل. If this happens that Allah gives you leadership, be conscious of Allah and be just. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, I knew from that time that Allah will give me this task of leadership, that Allah will trust me with this responsibility of leadership up till the time that I did become Amir al-Mu'mineen. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu then becomes Amir al-Mu'mineen, and this year was known in history as Amul Jama'ah. It was a glorious year where the whole Muslim Ummah was united, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu then now made concern to take deen far and wide. After the break, inshallah, we will continue with regards to the life of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu after he became Amir al-Mu'mineen. Barakallahu feekum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the airwaves of Radio Islam International. We've got approximately about 18 minutes left before the hour of 10. We are currently speaking to Marana Muhammad Akko from Darulum, Newcastle. Marana is discussing the Sahaba and Marana is profiling the life of a very, very, very great Sahabi. As Marana said in the start of the program, all the Sahaba are great. We ought to learn about each and every one of them. We ought to admire each and every one of them and respect each of them. But Marana is discussing a very important Sahabi, Hazrat Muawiyah. Marana is still on the line with us. Marana, you can continue the very important discussion.
Jazakallah, Marana. So as we said, my respected listeners, we will continue after Muawiyah radiallahu anhu then became Amir al-Mu'mineen. The year he took over the rule of the entire ummah was known in history as Amul Jama'ah, where the entire ummah was united. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu then made concerns and fikr to take deen far and wide. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu says that lillahi darru ibn Hindin. To Allah belongs the achievements of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ibn Hind. We had such awe for him, and he was so courageous. وَمَنْ لَيْثُ عَلَىٰ بَرَاثِنِهِ بِأَجْرَىٰ مِنْهُ. Even a lion in his den was not more courageous than Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. But in spite of his courage and his awe, he would befriend us. We would sometimes try and influence him, but he knew exactly what we were trying to do, but he would succumb to us and give in to us. He ruled with such governance, wisdom and courage. وَاللَّهَ لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّا مُتِّعْنَا بِهِ مَا دَامَ فِي هَذَا الْجَبَلِ حَجَرٍ وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ أَبِي خُبَيْسٍ. Abdullah bin Zubayr رضي الله عنهما says, I wish that we were blessed with a lengthier period of Muawiyah رضي الله عنه's reign. I wish he ruled as long as this mountain of Abu Qubays lasted, even one stone of it lasted. I wish Muawiyah رضي الله عنه's reign lasted much longer than that. This is how Sahaba رضي الله عنه appreciated Muawiyah رضي الله عنه's rule. Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنه used to say, مَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا كَانَ أَخْلَقَ لِلْمُلْكِ مِنْ مُعَوِيَةِ. I have not seen a man who was most worthy and suitable for kingdomship than Muawiyah رضي الله عنه. Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما used to say, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا قَطُّ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ كَانَ أَسْوَدْ مِنْ مُعَوِيَةِ. I have not seen a man with better governance and better governorship qualities after Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم than Muawiyah رضي الله عنه. So he was asked, what about your father and what about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? He says, yes, they were more virtuous than him. But system of rule and monarchy and kingdomship, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was perfect for that task in his time. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ruled with great governance. There's an incident of Wail bin Hujr. Wail bin Hujr was a chief in Yemen. His father was one of the kings of Yemen. And he, on one occasion, came as a delegation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before his arrival in Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba that Wail bin Hujr is coming. Before he had reached, few days before he had reached, يَأْتِيكُمْ Wail ibn Hujr مِنْ أَرْضٍ بَعِيدًا. Wail ibn Hujr is coming to you from the far off lands of Hadramaut, and he is coming eager to accept Islam, and he has remnants of kingdomship in him. When he came in to Medina, Allah's Nabi welcomed him, brought him near him, and made him sit next to him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out his shawl and spread it for Wail bin Hujr and gave him a lot of ikram and made dua for him. Oh Allah, bless Wail and bless his offspring. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him a governor in Yemen. From all the people of Yemen, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Wail bin Hujr a governor, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him some property, some plots as gift. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Oh Muawiyah, take Wail and cut for him this plot. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was going along with Wail bin Hujr, and they were going through this desertous region where Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was to give him that plot that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had allocated to him. As they were going there, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu didn't have a conveyance available to him. So he said to Wail, Ardifni khalfak, give me a ride on your conveyance, because it's very hot in the desert. I'm walking now, my sandals are worn off. Can you give me a lift? So Wail, he was a new Muslim at that time. He said, Lasta min ardafil muluk. You are not from the category and the caliber of the kings. I can't make you sit behind me on my conveyance. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu remained silent. Remember, with new Muslims, we have to be very, very tolerant, my respected listeners, my respected elders, my respected mothers. We have to be very, very tolerant with new Muslims. Like, someone sent a letter in the month of Ramadan of a revert writing his experience on the day of Eid. Imagine this revert writes. This revert says, the most difficult walk in my life was the walk actually from the Eidgah, where I see all the Muslims happy, smiling, laughing, joyous, going from house to partake of meals, sit with their families, enjoy their Eid. We walking from the Eidgah straight to our cars. He says, I sit into my car, my hands are on my steering, I don't know where to go. I can't go to my family because they still celebrating Christmas. I can't celebrate Christmas with them. And my family don't want to know anything about Eid. So this revert says, the most difficult walk was the walk from the Eidgah to my car. My respected listeners, with new Muslims, we have to be very, very tolerant. We have to be loving. We have to show them love on all occasions, especially on the occasions of Eid, in the occasions of Ramadan. We have to make ikram. We have to be family them, befriend them, my respected listeners. This is how they will be great Muslims one day. When new Muslims came to Medina Munawwara during Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's reign, obviously the akhlaq was of weaker nature. It could not be compared to the Sahaba who received tutelage and tarbiyat from Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they complained to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that these people have no character, no way of speaking, no method of engagement. They complained to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, tolerate them, tolerate them. It will be one day that they will take deen far and wide to the four corners of the globe. So my respected listeners, let's tolerate these people. Many lose their iman just because they weren't shown love, my respected listeners, my respected elders. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu tolerates the harshness of Wa'il bin Hujr. Then he says to Wa'il, Wa'il, can you at least give me your shoe? Your shoe is more thicker than mine. Then at least I'll get saved from the heat of the sands of the desert. The desert of sands. So Wa'il says, you know what, Muawiyah? Inta'il dhilla naqa. Use the shade of my camel as your shoe. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, okay, that won't avail me much. But anyway, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu tolerated Wa'il. He didn't complain about Wa'il. He tolerated him. And Wa'il bin Hujr was a great Muslim after that. He learned. He became so great. During the reign of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he came to visit Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That time Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was young. During Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time. Later now, from 40 onward, 41 Hijri onward, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was the ruler of the Muslim world. So Wa'il bin Hujr came to visit him in a delegation. Muawiyah radiallahu gets up for him, welcomes him, makes him sit next to him in his own cushion. And then they discussed and so forth. Wa'il bin Hujr says, فَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي كُنْتُ حَمَلْتُهُ بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ. I wish that day I put him in the best seat of my conveyance, but I didn't do that. But look at Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's akhlaq. He didn't ill-treat Wa'il bin Hujr because of how Wa'il treated him when he had just accepted Islam. This was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's forbearance. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would always render these words of poetry. He would say, فَمَا قَتَلَ السَّفَاهَةَ مِثْلُ حِلْمٍ يَعُودُ بِهِ عَلَى الْجَهْلِ الْحَلِيمُ فَلَا تَسْفَهُ وَإِنْ مُلِئْتَ غَيْظًا عَلَى أَحَدٍ فَإِنَّ الْفُحْشَ لُومُ وَلَا تَقْطَعْ أَخًا لَكَ عِنْدَ ذَنْبٍ فَإِنَّ الذَّنْبَ يَغْفِرُهُ الْكَرِيمُ. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would say, the best cure to foolishness is forbearance. When one treats one with forbearance, that is a cure to remove his ignorance. Then Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would say, don't speak with vulgarity, even though you might be filled with rage, because vulgarity is a blemish and a stain. And don't break ties with your brother or your friend because of one mistake that he may have perpetrated, because the mistake is such that the noble one forgives. Or the other meaning is, فَإِنَّ الذَّنْبَ يَغْفِرُهُ الْكَرِيمُ. We want Allah who is Kareem to forgive us. Why can't we forgive others? This was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's motto. He was very, very forbearant and forgiving. It was on one occasion that Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu had a farm in the Meccan region, in the Hijaz region, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was in Damascus, Amir al-Mu'mineen, but the capital was Damascus during Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's reign. So Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu wrote to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu a letter, and it had some harshness in it to say that that your farm is next to my farm. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had one farm next to Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu's farm, and the servants, the people working in your farm are coming into my territory without permission, and they are damaging what I have. And he said, he addressed Muawiyah radiallahu anhu by his name with some strictness and sternness. Now Muawiyah radiallahu anhu receives the letter, and he didn't go into a rage. Yazid, his son, was upset that why is he addressing you like this. Muawiyah radiallahu says, no, we don't respond to a letter with harshness. He says, this is how we respond. And Muawiyah radiallahu dictated and responded to the letter of Abdullah bin Zubayr to say that I have received the letter of the son of the helper of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala kitabi waladi hawari Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The son of Hawari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's special helper, meaning your letter has come to me. And what has upset you upsets me as well. And I can sacrifice the whole world in pleasing you. My entire farm is a gift to you, and everything in my farm belongs to you. When this letter of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu reached Abdullah bin Zubayr, he was shocked at the akhlaq and the forbearance and the adab of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And after that, when he addressed Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he addressed him with Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. This was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's forbearance and his kindness and in his akhlaq. During his time, Islam reached far and wide. He sent people in Allah's path to take deen to far off regions, far in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ruled from China in the east to the Atlantic Ocean in the west, and from the Caucasus mountains in the north right through the jungles of Africa in the south. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was that sahabi who was instrumental in establishing the Muslim navy. The Muslim navy, the Armada, he established such a system where Muslims took deen via the ocean also. And he had built these factories to manufacture and structure these ships for battle. It was done under the guidance and during the reign of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Even the first army of Sahaba to go in the path of Allah ta'ala via the ocean, it was during Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. It was under the insistence of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu during his governorship. So ulama say that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was undoubtedly the best of the monarchs of Islam, meaning he ruled a system of kingdomship, because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khilafah will remain for 30 years, and after that Allah will give my ummah a system of kingdomship. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ruled that system, but that was the system needed at that time. His conduct, his character was certainly most pleasant and praiseworthy than all rulers and monarchs after him. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ruled with great governance and leadership. During his time, Islam even reached Africa. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu conquered many regions under Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Then he even took Islam to these regions in Africa, namely Barqa, in the year 21 Hijri. And further he went on, Uqba bin Nafi' was sent. He conquered Zuwayla, Fazzan, Wuddan, these regions in Africa. These are regions far off in the deserts of Africa. There Uqba bin Nafi', when these people accepted Islam, Uqba bin Nafi' didn't return to the capital of Islam. He stayed in these regions for 20 years giving da'wah to Allah. 20 sanatan yad'u ila al-Islam. 20 years doing da'wah to Allah in these regions. Look at the sacrifice of Sahaba and the Tabi'in. He stayed in that region teaching deen, giving da'wah to Allah for 20 years. And like this, many, many people of African origin came to deen. Who knows, my respected listeners, through the sacrifice of Sahaba and Tabi'in, deen reached us. Then it went further. During Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's reign, Uqba bin Nafi' went right up to Tunisia. And the famous incident of Tunisia then took place where where Uqba bin Nafi' made Mashura. Because Uqba bin Nafi' had 15 Sahaba with him when they got to this region, which are the jungles of Africa. There were many, many harmful insects and animals in that region. Uqba bin Nafi' made an announcement because he wanted to build a headquarters there for the Muslims and for the people of that region, because many, many people accepted Islam there. And the region he wanted to build this beautiful masjid and headquarters, there were a lot of, that area was infested with wild animals, snakes. So he made an announcement that we are the Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with the Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please depart from here. We give you 3 days. And all the animals of that region and the wild animals and the serpents and the snakes and the scorpions all departed from there. And that area in the jungle was made their headquarters under Uqba bin Nafi', and many, many millions of people accepted Islam under the rulership of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to revere, respect the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, appreciate their efforts and emulate them and follow them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for his deen. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya ahmad
rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah for the opportunity, Mawlana. Allah accept it.
Ameen. Inshallah, we will speak again next week.
Barakallah. Ameen. Yes, Mawlana.
Inshallah. Jazakallah to the listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to live our lives according to the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, to serve deen and to have such love for Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that, we terminate today's program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.